brought to you by Penguin.
The Greatest Raid by Giles Whittell, read by Cobbina Holdbrook Smith. Prologue. A few minutes before midnight on the 27th of March 1942, Major Bill Copeland of the Prince of Wales' own South Lancashire Regiment and 2 Commando invited the officers in his command to join him in the wardroom of an old destroyer. A dozen men filed in from all over the ship. They moved quietly on rubber soles. Among them were an archaeologist, a stockbroker, and a curator from the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Not that anyone would have known it from their uniforms. They all wore standard green battle dress, with one unusual feature, apart from their soft shoes. They wore white reflective belts. There was gin and sherry in the wardroom, but this was not the time. Some of Copeland's guests had taken Benzedrine instead, a mild amphetamine to help conceal their fear. The destroyer was approaching the west coast of France. She'd been built in America for the First World War and disguised as German for the second. Her name was HMS Campbelltown, and she was making 12 knots through light mist under a full moon. On the bridge, Lieutenant Nigel Tibbetts peered out through a slit in the extra armor plating welded onto the outside of the superstructure for this, the Campbelltown's last voyage. Tibbetts was considered shy by his superiors, but no one doubted his expertise. He was a torpedo specialist, 28 years old, and married with a young son. He didn't join Copeland's team below because he was a Navy man and they were all commandos. But there was another reason. His work on this mission was, in a sense, already done. With long rolls of copper fuse and 4 tons of amatol explosives, the kind used in depth charges to blow apart the pressure hulls of submarines, he had turned the ship into a giant floating bomb. The Campbelltown was sailing north by northwest, trailed by 15 smaller vessels. 3 more led the way. All were loaded with commandos who had spent the past 36 hours eating, sleeping, and contemplating the odds that they were soon to die. There were professional soldiers among them, but not many. Most were not long gone from Civvy Street. Bank clerks, shipping clerks, motor mechanics, a rugby blue, and a midfielder from Scarborough Town FC. There were 3 newspaper men, at least 2 shop managers, 1 Etonian and 1 bona fide film star. Some were armed with machine guns, some with explosives. One carried 36 grenades stuffed into his pack. A medic who had joined the expedition late remarked when briefed on its target that it was a suicide job. Its planners certainly expected heavy losses. The commandos had all been given the option of staying behind, but none had taken it. They had all written letters to their families instead, to be delivered if they failed to return. "Dad, dearest, don't worry and don't be too unhappy," Sergeant Bill Gibson wrote. "I can only hope that by laying down my life, the generations to come might, in some way, remember us and also benefit from what we've done." Rifleman Tommy Roach urged his father to "remember what you always told me, to keep my chin up." They were dressed for battle in clean underwear to reduce the risk of infection when the shrapnel started flying. Many would be wounded, that was known. In the wheelhouse of each smaller vessel, surgical instruments and syrettes of morphia were laid out on fresh muslins. Tibbetts did not expect to live. He and his wife, Elmsley, had found time for a picnic in the hills behind Falmouth the previous weekend. There, in beautiful spring sunshine, he had asked her gently to get used to the idea that he'd be killed. In the wardroom, Copeland went over plans that his officers had already memorized. Their mood, he wrote later, was calm and confident and cheerful. He ended the meeting with a polite request. "Action stations, please, gentlemen." Copeland returned to his assigned position on the foredeck. For another hour, the flotilla continued undetected. To the east, German submarines attacked the Allies' shipping lanes, as they had every...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?